Well, I think historically, even in Zimbabwe, women have been more involved in the church process than men are. So we find every time we cut together that our numbers actually have more women than men. And therefore, even in our individual groups and when we come together, we have more women in leadership roles in the individual church group. And then at the executive level, so say Christian Fellowship International is an organization that brings together the churches and groups that are looking to praise God in the United States once a year. It brings them together once a year. So the groups that we bring together are mostly people from Zimbabwe who have formed either multi-denominational fellowship groups or who have actually started churches in their respective CFI, we actually have two women. We have myself and Pastor Hazel Masuka from Minnesota, who is the secretary for the organization, and I'm the treasurer. And then we have two pastors and one gentleman.
What are some of the challenges our women articulating to you as a group that they would like to see addressed at this conference?
There are several issues that women face, especially women in the diaspora. First of all, we have generational issues. We have people who came here who are elderly women who came to take care of their grandchildren and now live here because it was what was convenient at the time. So they are looking to have a piece of home in their fellowship. So they are looking for the way they used to worship in Zimbabwe to be there. Then we have women who are in their middle ages who are either married or raising children by themselves because of different situations. And they're just looking for hope and encouragement because it's not easy and you always seek a reason to go on. And they want hope either in their marriages or in their single life. We have women in different situations. We have women who have left their children in Zimbabwe, haven't seen them for years, who are here. And they are working here so that they can take care of their children who are in Zimbabwe. So they just want a place where they can be understood, be among other women and be understood. Then we have young women who were born in Zimbabwe, brought here very young, are basically brought up in an American culture, learning in American culture, but living in a Zimbabwean home. So they get together with other children and other young women who are in the same situation, and they can commiserate and get together and also learn our belief system that we believe that with God, all things are possible.
So how are you as a fellowship group trying to get all these different dynamics of women to come together as one under one Zimbabwe?
I think we've been doing this for several years now, so we are perfecting the system is what we are doing. You'll find that at this particular conference, we have a time when people get together when everybody is in one place with listening to one speaker. And then we have time when we break away, where the youth have a parallel program and they are having issues that are being preached or taught to them that directly affect what they do, what they encounter in everyday life. Then we have sessions where we have work groups, we have the married couples, then we have single parents, and then grandparents, and we separate out by those genres. And then we have a banquet on Saturday evening where we celebrate music from Zimbabwe. We have Shingisai Suluma coming, who's a very powerful Zimbabwean woman who's going to be singing for us, and that brings together everybody of all generations. And at the same time, our youth will be doing a talent competition so they can display the things that they are able to do here and at the same time have fun. Competition is always good while they're doing it.
You were mentioning the different dynamics of women from Zimbabwe that are living here in the United States. What kind of response did you get, especially from the young women who were born here? Are they still identifying with Zimbabwe, or what are you going to try and do to make them be comfortable with their parents who came from Zimbabwe and have different value systems?
So actually this year we're trying out something different based on feedback that we got from the conference that we did last year in Florida. The youth spoke out and we had some youth saying, we want to learn Shona. We hear you guys speaking Shona, but we don't understand what you want to say. And at the same time, we had some youth saying, you get together and everything is in Shona and Ndebele. You forget that we don't speak the language. So what we're trying this year is trying to marry both those perspectives and try to bring to the youth what they are telling us that they need, and put them separate from the adults and separate them by age groups as well. Because, you know, you have youth that are in their 20s. What their experience is very different from youth that are in their 16, 18, that age group. So this year, we have a new system where we've tried to break things out a little bit more. And, you know, it's a work in progress. As we learn and we do surveys at the end of each conference, and what we learn from it, we try to bring to the next conference so that we speak to those unarticulated needs of the Zimbabweans that are living here in the diaspora.